The Kiddushin proper. Let's just go through the Kiddushin from the beginning to the end. Come to a wedding. You've all been at weddings. People have already married, been at their own weddings, been at friends' weddings. What happens first? So we'll try to follow a little bit in the order of the chronology, even though we're trying to also follow the order of the Shulchan Aruch, a little combination. People ask questions about the Minhagim. So two minhagim I want to talk about at the very beginning. One, fasting. It's a minhag, no question about it, and those who are able to fulfill it should fulfill it. But not everybody can. Especially some of the young ladies are just not strong enough to fast, especially if it's a June wedding. So it's a minhag. You have to know, like any other minhag. If you can keep it, you can keep it. If you can't, you can't. I'll only tell you one story about this. It was a Talmud of mine who got married in June. He was a strong guy. And I was not the Masada Kedushin. So the Masada, a chumrah this guy had to drink the whole cup. No, revius of the cup. I don't know, the whole cup, because if you want to find machmirim, I can find your machmirim. Especially from the second cup, the coast of the Suin. Kitsa, with Avni Marav, when we came back, he was on the floor. He fasted the whole day in June. And the first thing he had was a whole full cup of wine. This macho guy was on the floor. They revived him pretty quickly. If you want to fast, have grape juice, Once told my grape juice, we'll skip ahead, white grape juice. Otherwise, the all you need is that one little drop of wine stains the girl's gown. It's unthinkable. So you have to, these are little gritty things you have to be aware of as a Masada Kedushin. Usually the caterers say cater it proudly, but you should always mention it. So you shouldn't be accused of malpractice. He didn't tell me I have to get white wine and white grape juice as opposed to red. The second minig that exists, not the chos and kala shouldn't see each other for a whole week before the wedding. It's a very good minig. I endorse it. I think it's a great minig. But it's only a minig. And the question is, when does that minig come to an end? How long do they have to go before they see each other? Till when can they see each other? By decade they see each other. We'll get to that. But they're not married yet. Obviously, doesn't it? So, in my opinion, they should come as they do earlier when they're taking pictures. They should take all the pictures together, except for the touching pictures, which are very few, together. Why do I do that? Why do I say that? It saves everybody an hour. You come to weddings now, from the time he puts his foot down, after the, we'll get to that also later, after the chuppah, till they come in for the very first time, Could be an hour and a half later with Lee Guzma. I know people in my shul have daf yomi then. They learn two dapin. Why only one? It averages an hour. Next time you go to a wedding, just look at your watch. Now, part of the reason is they want to have us to be everyone together, with family pictures, with the chos, with the cup. If they could do that before, it would save a tremendous amount of time. It's pushed. It's multiply the man hours. It's staggering. For you, privately, I recommend don't go to a wedding without a sefer or at least something on your phone. You can go crazy. I mean, how much can you? This is an aside. So I think you should do it earlier. If they don't want to do it earlier, I have a different recommendation. Now with the new technology, you just take the picture of the girl and put it with all the men say, so that his family and they're in his picture by her family, and you can still save a little time. But this. Okay. An important piece of a Masada Kedushin to come early. We know that by Jewish standard time, it's more than daylight savings. It's more than an hour late sometimes. It's not right. And now you always try to talk to the Kos and Kala in advance. When do you want this thing to really start? Some people, they have no chavami to start anywhere near the time because they want to wait. Don't bother me. I also come late. If it says four, it means five. I come five. But if you want to start at a certain time, you should be there early and start. There's nobody here yet. People will come. When I say build it and they will come. Start it, they will come. People just come in a little bit late. Okay. So the first thing you do is to have a Masada Kedushin. You sit down by the chosn, what they call the chosn's tish. That's what it's called. Chasen's Tish. What takes place to Chasen's Tish? The Tanoim. The Tanoim is the first thing. Now, Tanoim are basically meaningless. We spoke about this last week. You usually have Moshe's Tanoim. It means nothing. It's just a photo op and gives the opportunity for Kimur Kibudim, right? The person, two people sign it, the person reads it. And the two people who pick up the pen are the two fathers, the non-traditional text. If there's a father's not there, for whatever reason, someone else improvises, you put him in mitzad benoachos, and you put him in mitzad krovo or chaveiro. You let take a pen and scratch it out. There's no problem. It's patchkin with tznoim. It's not makiv anyway. Okay? Then the mothers come into the room, and then the tradition, the mothers break a plate. That's the tradition. Make sure to leave the plate in a napkin. Plates out of a napkin can be literally dangerous. So Maestro Shoya years ago, the mothers couldn't break the plate. So the chosm took the plate and broke it himself and slit his wrist. They rushed him to Roosevelt Hospital, if that was the closest hospital, for the Midtown Hotel. Came back an hour later with stitches. And luckily, he bought an extra shirt. Chosh should tell me an extra shirt. You never know if someone could spill Coca-Cola right before, at the Chosh's dish. Then what do you do then? Give me a piece of advice. The collar can bring an extra gown. It'll be a little bit too much. But the Chosh can bring an extra shirt. Okay. Weiter. Then you fill out the ksuba. Next week we'll discuss the details of the ksuba. But just the kids and nimrits should read the ksuba with the Chosh and with the two Edim. Pick Edim who know how to read, know Aramaic. Hope the Chosh knows some too. You make a Kenyan Suda when you come to the word Vekanina. Suda can be used to be a handkerchief. Now it's usually a pen or a cell phone or a key or whatever, some kli. Okay? And then you review the names of the witnesses and ask them to sign sitting down. It's easier to sign sitting down than to sign standing up, as we all know. There are some people who leave the word Vekanina out. It's a mistake. There's no Merzik Shikra problem in the literal sense. And there can be so many things go wrong if you leave it out. The most common being, you forget to put it in. And then under the chuppah, they're reading the ksuba, and then guess what? The kanina is not there. In my opinion, that ksuba is puzzle. Some rabbis just fill in right there on the spot, but they already signed their names. It's like you can add $1 million also into the ksuba after they sign their names. You're not supposed to, if they sign their names. So put it, I think you should put it in there from the very beginning. And a good rabbi, if you ask me, fills these things all out in advance. The best time is when you meet the chosn originally, or in your privacy of your study, on the phone with the chosn, make sure you get the names right. I know I'm speaking myself, I've done many weddings, and I've made mistakes when I fill them out at the chuppah. The Ur is human, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Much bigger rabbanim than me made much bigger mistakes. I read it at the chuppah, the date was wrong, you know, the name is wrong, yeah. Whatever. It's always better to make mistakes even in advance, but chances are much less. Okay, now the next thing is the bedekin. Is the bedekin meaningful at all in halacha? So as we'll get to soon, according to some, bedekin may be nisuin. But what's nisuin? Nisuin is chuppah, but they're not married yet. So it should be completely meaningless. However, there is a mechaber, sim l'chovav sevbeis, im hichnis ishu l'chuppah enem eskadeshet bekach, v'yesh omer shiu safek. You don't kiddush in Rav Huna. Chuppah Kona. There are some posts who actually say that Bedekin, they're already married and require a get because it's the equivalent of a Chuppah and Chuppah Kona. So it's a, don't take the Bedekin lightly. I've never heard a case where they backed that after the Bedekin or something, but it's relevant in certain cases. It could be, you know, a terrible case where there's a Velus caps in that after the Bedekin, there's a whole taz about it. Could be a chuppah kona. Again, it's only a suffix, and what some say it's not at all. Some say it's a suffix. Just keep that in mind. Some require eidim by the bedekin. So if you hold the chuppah kona, I understand it. The eidim kiddushim. Other than that, I don't think it's required. And how many guys we do not require eidim for the bedekin? I mean, there are 100 eidim there, but you know we're not miyachad eidim for the bedekin. But somebody taking it's a serious business. At the bedekin. Typically a bracha is given by the fathers, the grandfathers. It's very appropriate and should be, you know, facilitated. And then when they go back to the room to prepare for the chuppah, in my opinion, that's still the fairly solemn moment. Maybe whether they have a slow bedeket or a fast bedeket or a half and half bedeket. Either way, they're not married yet. That's why I personally am not a fan when they pick up the chasna on the shoulders then and make a whole seat out of it. I think it's the wrong time. You want to do it later, after they're married, that's one thing. But I don't think it's a good idea at that time. All right, now the procession, what we call the procession. So the shorter the better. And in Europe, there were no processions. No one was sitting, everyone's standing up. They went straight for the bedeck, and there it's short to this day. You can always, you can miss it. If you're an American, and you go to the bathroom, you can miss the chuppah. You know, usually, in America, it takes between 20 and 30 minutes from the time the bedeck until the chuppah starts. You know how long it takes. I mean, I once had a card, they give out scorecards. 52 people were marching down. This is already years ago. By now, it's even more than that. I don't know. The whole world, you know, big families, Baruch Hashem. There were bigger families in Europe. Who marched down? The chassan with his parents and the kal with the parents. So the fathers and women have a choice. That was it. Done. Six people marched down. Sach HaKol. And everyone was standing. Can't keep sitting for so long. Standing for so long. So you just went right away. We can't, in America, it's hard for us to go back to have the European and Israeli model, to have everyone stand up. Some say you're supposed to stand up for the Nisuan aspect. You see someone's a guy, some stands up in the middle. If you want to stand up, stand on the side, not blocking everyone's view, as I've seen people do. It's also not so smart. But okay, there's room to sit down too. The chassan wears a kittel, that's an old minig. Now they have kittels with a raincoat on top, or winter coat on top in the summer. That's a different, people have different. You know, you see guys with all the, we'll call it Kabbalistic stuff, one sleeve in and one sleeve out, and they take off all their, unbutton all the buttons and untie the tie. We love all Jews, but this is not required by any stretch. Okay, so you have to, this is part of the original, you got to tell the Chasm Kala that they have a minute of walking down, and after they are reached the chuppah, so there is traditional niguna which is sung for the chas is mi adir, for the kalas mi bansiach, and they should have proper nigunim both when they're marching down. What's proper? Proper means classic slow dvekas tiga nigunim. I got to tell you that I'm pretty good in Jewish music, but I was at a wedding. I didn't recognize the tunes at all. I guess they're new dvekas tiga Jewish tunes, which are meichel. They weren't rocky, okay? They weren't goyish. Didn't come from the movies. I assumed they were from. I asked, well, what's this? I tried to ask. Which, but again. And then there's another nigun after they march down for the mi adir when the chosin's there, mi bansiach when the kalim march goes around the chosin. In certain circles, a new thing started, new but old, that the chosin goes out to greet the kala. So my rabbi was opposed to that. He felt it came from the church. It could be a lot of things come from the church. But weddings and shuls come from the church. The whole idea of sitting down comes from the church. You know, but, you know, sometimes we can't do anything about. But the rabbi was opposed to this, that it came from the church. The famous story in there, who knows, by now it's already 60-something years ago. The person is no longer Ben Achayim. But the rabbi was Messiah Kedushin, and the chassan was doing what was done in certain circles, and going out to greet the bride as she's marching down. And he said, relevant to the rabbi, the open mic, Friedman, don't move. Chosheva Rav, this rabbi here. Okay, so it's better not to. Again, you can't fight everything, but I'm just letting you know. Which way should they face? I always tell them, face whichever you want. I don't care which way you face. There's a difference which way you face. I was once sitting with Rav Hillel David, Shalita, one of the Gedolei Hadar Mamish at a wedding. I was beside a chosn, he was beside a kala. I wanted him to do the wedding. They wouldn't let me. No, you're a rabbi, this has a chosn. Fine. So he says to me, which way are they going to face? Whatever they want. If you have no objection, he prefers they face out the crowd. I think most people do. I asked why. Well, there's a Rosh Yeshiva. I mean, Rabbi Huttner. I said, why? He said, you know, by the Goyim, it's Vakert. The priest faces out. Because by the Goyim, the priest marries them. It's a mass. And the priest is the one who creates the marriage. Now I pronounce you, you know, man and wife. He does it. He faces out. By us, the rabbi is just a facilitator. You don't need a rabbi. You know that. Chosn marries the kala. They should face out. Okay, so That's what he did at that time. And I'm at the different ways. Someone faced the other way, some faced Mizrach. All good. The minhag is we have the caliph goes around the chosen 7 times. That's most people have that minhag and stand on his right side. Okay. So far, so good. Let's go through the chronology. Yes, sir.
Just for, maybe mention this, maybe that if they're facing towards the crowd, doesn't it also help if there's a problem with the Eidei Kedushin?
It certainly helps.
But if they're facing away, then maybe it was...
Yeah, that's true. But in most cases, there are enough kosher aid that we're going to see even if they're facing away. Yeah. I mean, there are Messiah Kedushin sees, unless he's a Korov. We hope that we hope he's kosher aid. And there's a few other people around, usually. But you're right. It would be of some help. Correct. It's a good point. You're right. Okay, fine. So the chuppah has to be a chuppah. Has to be some kind of a cloth cover. Some use a talis. The microphone. There's a very serious shot about using a microphone. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman felt, and he was an expert in electricity, that you don't hear the voice of the person on the mic. You're only hearing an artificial voice. And even if he's right there, the microphone is usually so loud that it drowns out the natural voice. You're only hearing the microphone voice, which is a serious problem. Others disagree, but I like to follow up Shlomo Zalman whenever possible, not use the microphone. I give the mic to the MC. It has to be an MC to call up the people, so let him have the mic. Right. I try not to use the mic for the brachas. Yeah, if the chosn wants to say Arat Mekudeshli to the kallah over a mic, then one should hear it. So that's okay. What are you worried about? Everyone knows what he's saying. That's fine. And reading the ksub is also okay. The MC is okay. The brachas I try to do without, but you have to have a loud voice for that. So, if you're blessed with a loud voice, it's really better to do it that way. Fine. So the first thing is the MC calls up the Rav and calls up the Eidim. You have Yichud Eidim. There's a different question. How you do Yichud Eidim? Pashas is enough that he calls him up. The MC calls him up. Obviously, they're the Eidim. Some of Machad Achos themselves should be Miachad Eidim. Some say he should say to the exclusion of all others present. That's what my Rebbe used to say. Or all of the Krov and Psulim would probably be a little bit better to say, because you never know if one of them really is also possible. That can happen, as we know. Mistakes are made. Fine. And then we have 2 questions. We have over here a question. I'm reading it from the Ber Heitev, from Simon Chav Zayin Os Aleph. What does it say over here? That's the first question he asked. Yes, there's one more question to the chassid. Did you buy with your own money? All kinds of stories with, I've had stories, last minute stories, go back and forth with the ring, who paid for the ring. Okay? You shouldn't have these last minute chats. They're very nerve wracking. Fine. Good. So this is we're all set. We're under the chuppah. He has the ring. The ring is his. It's worth a pruta. And why do we say a pruta? Because otherwise, she'll say later on, I thought this pruta was worth $1 million. This ring's $1 million. That's why we don't use anything which has a diamond in it. Because that's a chosuga sugimara. It has to be a plain ring. And the yes is ace, we say it's worth a pruta. And the Adam say yes, and she knows she's married even for a pruta's rent. That's one of the reasons, by the way, for the covering the face of the kala. She shouldn't see, we'll see that, we have a chance to see it in Ramah. She shouldn't see the ring too well, so she'd be, says, I'm not going to look it so carefully, I'm willing to get married, no matter even if it's only worth a pruta. That may require a thicker veil than we usually have, like the chassidim have. Chassidim's veil, the problem is, how do you know that she's married? Maybe it's a different girl. So sometimes they pick up the towel, if you will, or the cloth napkin before, some are not. They say, look, it's obviously her. They'll take it off later on, and she'll take it off later on, and they'll know who it is. Different menhagim. Okay, fine. So this is just trying to go a little bit in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, a little bit. Okay. So now in Simon Chav Zayin, a few more highlights. Wow. Gotta say the word Li. Now the problem, of course, becomes that many chassanim didn't know the Hebrew. So what do you do when they don't know Hebrew? So you Now they have Baruch Hashem, a new system. They have those who at least can read. They have the cue cards. You know, they have everything in there. They didn't have that in the old days. So my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, at every wedding, he would read, he would say the nusach to prompt the chosen. At my wedding, he did that. And the story, of course, I was not present at the story, but I was told that the late Rabbi Schachter, Rabbi J.J. Schachter's father, who's my father's close friend, came over to the Rav afterwards and asked him, Rebbe, he's a good Talmud, you have to prompt him with the nusach of the Kedushin. There's only 9 words, he probably knows them. Who is it? A Mishnah with the Yerushalmi and Bikurim. He waved it. By Bikurim, it says that there were people who were Mizbayish and they would not bring the Bikurim because they didn't know the nusach to say. You know, Rami Ovid Ovi, that whole story. So they hit Kinu, and the Kohen said it for everybody. For everybody, even if he knows it. That's what he meant. He said it for me, even though he thought I know it. And by the way, I was at a wedding with a real Talmud Chacham, and he started saying, you know, Harei At. The next one he said was Muteris. He must have lived a Sechta Git. He said, Harei At. That's what you learn about. So it can happen to the best of them. But the story always goes, my Rebbe said, Harei At, Harei At, Bekudesh Asli, Bekudesh Asli. Wait a minute. But who's marrying the girl? The Masada Kedushin or the Chosn? He's saying the same words. I'm giving the ring, not him. But Achal P came. They were always trained in the old rabbinic say haray, haray, at, say li. So the joke always was, and the chosn would say li, because he didn't know anything. I was at a wedding more than once where the chosn said, say li. I said, oh, it really happened. No, just li. Nowadays we have the cue cards. If they can read Hebrew, it's great. And they have the cue cards even in English now. It's transcribed, you know, transliterated, I should say. So that's not the best ways to handle it. But it is important that the word li is very important. That's a simul chav zayin, sif, dalid. All right? You should start. If you make a mistake, start over. Okay. Nos nahi lo kesef. V'amah harayni mekudeshes l'cha, einem mekudeshes. There's a big problem with double ring ceremonies. It's a new style now. Double ring ceremonies. Rav Moshe and the Tshuva, he's not sure they're even married. He's not sure. Because they think they're getting married with the combination of the exchange of rings. That's not true. Only Kiyikach, not. It's a serious problem. You know, there's an organization called JOFA, Jewish Orthodox Feminist Alliance. They put out in June, some years back, 13 ways to enrich a wedding. Some of them are ridiculous. They're all, I would call ridiculous. But some of them are really, could be halachic shalas, double ring ceremonies. Or even worse, where she says, Are atah mekudash li, b'tabasu, something like that. So we should just, I'm letting you know, those are ways to impoverish your wedding, not to enrich your wedding, because they all have problems. We should try our best to avoid all these things. We have tradition with traditional Jews. I'm not afraid to say it up front. Right? All these new things, you know, the woman reads the ksuba. So everyone knows that Rabbi Schachter said something and they started criticizing him for it. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's just new things. Now, as Rabbanim, you have to make decisions. It's whether you're going to be Masonic Kedusha with these innovations, whether you'll participate in any way, or whether you leave it in a tent. I know Rabbi Bill at Shlita just had a case where they changed the Nisqa Ksuba. And they wrote in the Ksuba, he writes in the Ksuba, I will support you, Kichos Guven Yudon. And she writes, and I will support you, Kichos Guven Yudon. There's no Kichos Guven Yudon to that effect. So he not only did he not do it, not only did he not participate, not only did he not come, he told his whole rabbinic staff, which is considerable, that they're not allowed to come. Took a stand. Tampered the Ksuba. Too much. And others draw the line in different places. Right? What if we'll see next week, if the mother's name is in the Ksuba? What if a woman reads the Ksuba? What if a woman is the MC? So I have been at weddings, been called up by a woman MC. That much I'm a modernisher. I didn't walk out when the woman was the MC. I don't like it. But you know, you have to draw. Everyone draws a line in different places. Sometimes they have women who say the Sheva Brachos. That I would not. You know, if I knew that in advance, I would not show up. Sorry, I have my lines. It's Bracha Levatola and no Bracha. Kala Bela Bracha. It's a double whammy. But just saying, you have to be aware. These are more and more common. I think Rabbi Stein, even he may have seen some of these things in his career. Perhaps not really. He's in a Pesach, he's a Baruch Hashem. He's protected. Yes, sir.
I was at a wedding recently where a man and a woman said the Shavuot brachos together.
I would never allow that. It's just, it's egalitarian lishma. Anyway, right. I'm just, forgive me for digressing. Okay. Now, I was trying to go a little bit in the Seder HaDvarim. Fine. Good. You have to make sure again that the ring belongs to the chosim, because there are cases where people borrow a ring and they give it by tana b'nas lahachzir. Just don't get involved. Is it b'di'evet? Good. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Who wants to get involved? Like kaponim kol mesadik kedushin tzar lizar lishulas achosin imatabas shalo or mushol atabas im shol atabas that he wants to be kaddish with it, and you have to know all the details from who the person who gave it to you. They have the right to give it to you. Just don't do it. Just, I'm not doing this. I'm my grandmother's ring, and it belongs to you for good. That's one thing. If you're gonna have to give it back, it's just not a good idea to get involved. Okay, Rav Moshe, let's go a little bit further. Trying to again follow some kind of seder. That was Chav Ches. We'll go to Lamed Aleph. Here we go. Sima Lamed Aleph. Okay. If you use Avonim Tovim Magolius, it's a big problem. As I said before, you have to be a plain ring, right? Pische Tshuva writes over here in there are more rights, I should say. Listen carefully. He says, "Noga tachas achupel lishol la'edim ematabas shavapruta pechateda akalas and mikasher rak b'shavapruta gam noagin lechasos pnei akalas atznuos pene makpidus b'mam mikadosh osan." He said the reason you cover the face is not because of a badekin as such, which we had before, but simply they shouldn't see the ring that well. That's what's found in the Ramah Simon Lamed Aleph. And the Pische Tshuva caused a big problem. How they married, he has nose under the towel. Is he a dia below Ria? It's a whole discussion. Yeah. That's nothing. It says 14 karat gold.
Sometimes they have
circular. That's nothing. That's nothing. Just says me for what should I avodim tovah magolius. If it's going to look like Avonu Tovus, then it's a problem. But I don't think it needs to look like that at all. Okay. Up to Sima Lamed Gimel. Okay. Now, Rabosai, a little bit of a discussion over here. There is I have no time. I wanted to talk about it, but I just can't. The Birchas Erusin requires 10 people, Sima Lamed Dalet. You need 10 people. You know 10 people, it's a problem. You have to have 10 people. Obviously, they're married without 10 people. Well, we assume that way. But you should have 10 people at the wedding, which these days it's a problem to 10,000 people. But you have to have 10 people. Okay. Says the Chelkos Mechokek, the Nusach is, V'itilanos anasuos lanu. There's an extra lana which is found in brackets in the Mechaber, and that's what we pass to Rabbi. At the time he added the word lana, Ram didn't have the word lana. That's an important addition to the text. Pischei Tshuva here says, who is the chiyav on? The chiyav pashut is on the man. What if the man is deaf? Who should make the chosin? Should make the bracha? Because the Masada condition. That's why. That's the only reason we say it's back to the same Yerushalmi Bikurim. And therefore, if the chosn can't hear, then the chosn should be the one to make the bracha himself. That's what he says over here. There have been weddings where no, because the kala hears. So maybe the kala is also chayvin the bracha to the pischei tshuva. What is cheresh and chereshes, which happens? He says you should not make a bracha, because they don't hear. Other poskim disagree. Say that the Rambam holds the brachas eris and it's really the chosin's bracha. But others the brachas hashevach. It's the tzibur's bracha. So the bishem kovad abrius, some poskim will make it. If a cheresh marries a chereshes, you're allowed to actually make the bracha, even though, again, it's not a simple matter. All right? Different opinions. Okay. Now, Nogu la'as de bracha zuha kol shel yayin. First make the bracha on the yayin, then you make the bracha seirisim. Big problem. This is only a minig. So how can the rabbi make the bracha and the chosn drinks the wine? Oh, Pnei Yeshua is kasha for the Pesach Tshuva. So some quote from Reb Chaim, Afik Hayam, Reb Chaim would shake the cup and lick the wine from his fingers before he gave it to the chosn. The briskers deny that never happened. I'm not here to decide who. Some do, some don't. Sometimes the rabbi actually drinks the hedja. Different people have different opinions about this matter. Mm-hmm. And he quotes the Revius Bracha Achrona, Lorina Bismanen and Zaram Bekach. Tima Timachas Dai. I told you my story about the fainting, so here's the Barhetev in Simon Lamedalad. Okay. Good. Simon Mem Beis. We're going to try to cover some ground quickly. Here we are. There we go. Okay. This is the problem of Edim Psulim. Very serious problem. Lo Edim, they're not married. Okay. One Ed is a Shaila. Now, the question over here in Simon Mem Beis is a situation. Let me do the last one. Im Shnei Avalim Echad Machish. Excuse me. What happens in a situation where there's an aid puzzle? The miyachid an aid puzzle. Ma'isan b'chol yom. They didn't realize it was puzzle. The miyachid an aid puzzle. It happens. So Shulchan Aruch writes, that the Eidim have to see the marriage. They actually have to see it. It's not enough that they know about it. Okay. Let's go further. Yichid Eidim, others can think of Eidus. They have to see the ring from his hand to her hand. Otherwise, it's a serious Shaila. Okay. Over here, there's an important Pischei Tshuva. The following Shaila. Chasam Sova Simen Kuf. What happened over there? It says there was an aid puzzle. And the question is, if it's an aid puzzle, don't be achar an aid puzzle, are they married or not married? Says the Chasam Sova, Bekitzer Nimitz, Pischei Tshuva quotes it over here. They're married. Why are they married? Because it's a Yichud Betos, and there are other Kasher Eidim. Now, others say they're not married. Nimsechet Korav Apostle, Eidus Kulim Betela. Even though it's only Eidus Riyah, not Eidus Agada, it's all Machlokas and the Rishonim. The problem is, the Rif, the Tshuva Serif says, and it's quoted in by the Russian Makis, that's only true, the Apostle, if the Kosher one knew that the Apostle one was Apostle. If not, he wouldn't be mitzvah for them. In all cases, they don't know his puzzle. So Bavadya talks about that in his famous tshuva. He wants to be Mekel, in this Mekel's Machmer. They want to say that they're not married. To save an Aguna case, a Mamzeris case. He runs up against this problem with the tshuva Sarif. And he calls it Mariv Vile. If you look carefully in Mariv Vile, he says it's not because it's a Korav Apostle. You know, everyone thinks that way. It's a different reason. He says the Edim are not qualified Edim. Since the Chosn was Miyachid, Reuven, and Shimon, he's excluded Levi from Edus. Sounds like it's against over here, because we just read it. Other Edim can testify. So if you're Miyachid, you're excluding it. So most people don't hold that way in any event. So therefore, it's good news and bad news. The good news is that if they Miyachid and Eid Posel, that they're married, not because they lived in sin. The bad news is if they get divorced without a get, then there's a problem of Zeris and Esh Ish. I have to go both ways. That's the way I go, even though others are going in a different direction. Just letting you know. Fine. A few more highlights here. pages. So a mekadesh of suliedis doraisa and a kiddushin suliedis the rabbanon. Then, if you want to stay married, you can do it again. Edom ksherim. That's the case I was discussing before. They took a first cousin from the mother's side. According to the Rambam, only the rabbanon. Oh, complicated story. I'm not going to go into it right now. Fine. These are the highlights from the Hilchos Kiddushin. I want to go back to the actual ceremony that we have to preside over as the Masada Kiddushin. So we know that there are two stages. There's Erisin and there's Nisuin. What's Erisin the same as Kiddushin? Can you translate it into English? Is there a really good word? The best word to use, sanctification. Any other word is a problem. It's Kiddushin. The word Erisin, there's no word for it. It's just Erisin. Then someone uses the word betrothal. It's not so posh that's a correct translation. It's betrothal from the word trust. It's really a commitment. In Israel today, in modern Hebrew, what does Erisin mean? Who knows? No one speaks modern Hebrew?
Engagement.
Now, I have a cloud. I will almost never correct the Masada Kiddushin. Almost never. They make mistakes galore. I'm not in charge. I don't like people bothering me. I don't want to bother anybody else. But the son of Chachar Sabit, even though they do things, this is wrong, Ksuba's wrong, this is wrong, that, I let it go. But once I had no choice but to correct somebody. He was speaking in English. He's saying, you know, there are two parts of the wedding ceremony. The first part is the Erisin, the engagement, when he puts the ring on her finger. And the second part is the marriage, when they send the seven under the chuppah. I said, afterwards, that's a serious question. Are they married? If he thinks he's putting on the ring his engagement, he doesn't know he's marrying with the ring. I told him, that's not a good translation. That's why I went quietly afterwards and I was listening. I told him, this is not a good translation. What is a good translation? Sanctification. Kiddushin. What does that mean? No, you don't know what I mean? It's good. I mean, it's the first stage of marriage. You want to be really be technical. Kiddushin and Erisin is a marriage which is a legal marriage, but they're not supposed to be together. That's what it means. As we say in the bracha, for osalonu asarusus, they can't be together. But you're going to explain that in a microphone and for people that are in English. You can't do that, these things. So you have no translation or a proper translation. Okay. All of these preliminaries should be taken care of before the bracha is made. Not all rabbis do that. They make the two brachas, then they start asking questions, is it worth a penny, who's the aid? Do it all before, because it's a shav hefsek. Especially if it's a birchas mitzvah, we try to avoid any hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. Once you did all the prelims, you say the two brachas, if they're intact families, the father gives a sip to the chosin, the mother gives a sip to the kala, and then you give the cue card, as we have these days, in front of the chosin. He says the magic nine words. After he finishes the ninth word, which is V'Yisrael, then he puts the ring on the finger. Not before. Before it's a problem. Yeah.
I heard of the difference in Nusach of Zu or Zo.
Is that? Oh, you're right. If you want to be a stickler, it's probably Zo. Okay. I got to be honest. But give me a little yeshivish, you know. If you want to say Zu, I would never stop someone from saying Zu. That's what we always said, Zu, before the sticklers came on the scene. They're right. Sticklers are sometimes right, you know. They are right. But I wouldn't make a big deal out of it. Shneim l'davar echad eskaver. I wouldn't worry about that. Okay. And you put the ring on the right index finger, even though it's going to end up on the left ring finger, and it won't go all the way down. It's going to stop over here. Good. Stops over there. Good. So far, so good. Now they're married. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. They're married. Now, what happens? The minute you read the ksuba. Why do you read the ksuba? Why? The whole reason you read the ksuba, says Rashi, the tshuva, is to be mafsik ben eris le nisun. That's the whole reason. Is it a kibbutz? Oh, in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, where FaceTime is the most important thing in the world, that's the biggest kibbutz. The guy has more FaceTime than the Masada Kiddushin. He reads a long shows of his Aramaic, and he reads a long, long-winded document. He's number one. In more lumdish circles, it's a job for the Shabbos. It's like it's not even a kibbutz at all. But you know, I was letting it out, and we live in our world. Shvagat someone knows how to read, that's important. Many people stumble over the words of the Ksuba. In any event, the Ksuba is read just in order to make a hefz between the Eris and the Nisuin. That's the minik. Okay? The Chosn gives the Ksuba to the Kala. There is absolutely no need for Edei Mesira. I know it's being done these days. Some people don't want Makpan on it for various reasons. One said, because Mekadosh Beshtar, in case the Ketzev is wrong. Mekadosh Beshtar. You have to write it Lishmo, Daito, it's a pretty simple thing. It's wild. Others say, because of the Shiva Nechasim. You know, you want to aid him in Syria for the Shiva Nechasim for as of this moment. Pashas doesn't work. It's the Sofayom is the Shiva Nechasim. And you'll ask me a good kasha. Whenever a man gets married at night, not now, the winter time, gets married 8 o'clock at night, and the Shiva Nechasim is not chal until 5 o'clock the next day, so he's with his wife the first night without a proper ksuba. It's true, but it's mutter anyway. We'll discuss next week later why. So, but it should. There's no need for Eidim Basira. Would Eidim Basira help? Probably not. Because Pashas a star for Shiva Nechasim, it has to be a star raya. Eidim Basira, if they show up 25 years later, if they're still alive, and to tell they, yes, the ksuba was given at 8:30 at night. So therefore, the chosn was a wise guy, sold off all his property the next morning at 10 o'clock. So it's on the lien. I'm not sure it's on the lien. Probably not on the lien because it's not written in the document. So anyway, in my opinion, don't need the Basira. If you want to do it, I'm not going to stand in the way, but I don't think it's necessary. Good. There's a speech. The speech should be then. Bigger half stick between there and this one. You used to have 12 months. You don't even have 12 minutes. So, okay. Then comes the Sheva Brachos. You can divide the Sheva Brachos 7 different ways. But the Rav, the Masada, should stand there and make sure that they're said in the proper order. I've been at places where they got the wrong order wrong. You can't tell the Chosn Kal not to talk when the Borei Pragof, which is number 1, until they drink the wine 6.5 Brachos later. Okay? Can't talk. Who gives the wine? So in the intact families, we give everyone a chance. So the Kala's father gives to his new son-in-law, and the Chosn's mother gives to her new daughter-in-law. So all the 4 parents can give some wine to sip. That's the best way to do it. Fine. What's left after that? So Zeichel Churban. What's Zeichel Churban? So as you know, there's they're breaking a glass. Some break the glass even earlier. When we grew up, they always broke the glass after you finish everything. Today they're singing Meshkechei Yerushalayim, which is a good idea when that's happening, and some break the glass in the middle of the singing the Meshkechei Yerushalayim. The Rav is makbid on another Zeichel Churban, which is found in Shas, to have Eifer B'Mokum Tefillin. And he did it right then and there, right before breaking the glass. He put ashes on my head. There's some pictures of ashes flying all over my head. At least in my case, they had the ashes in advance. Sometimes I have to make a fire under the chuppah. I mean, I need ashes, you know. I should try to do that in advance, and if you don't have it, it's not mahake, believe me. Yes, sir?
What if the Sheva Brachos are said out of order?
That's a good question. Pashas is not mahake. I've been at many weddings where they get the first one wrong. Because if you look at the bencher, in the bencher, it says Shaka Bar Lechvod was first, because by Birchas HaMaz, Bar Pagofen is last. So what do you do then? So it's once at a wedding. Well, again, the same thing. I was Messiah Gedushin, Rav Aaron Shecht, the Shlita, Mishutz Chabalev was there. And I, based upon a Nusuch in the Mordechai, which we have, said, all right, you missed it at the beginning, say it at the end. There is such a Nusuch in the Mordechai that has the Sheva, the Baruch Pekov at the end, under the Chuppah, the same as at the end at benching. And Rav Aaron Shecht corrected me correctly. He's right, I'm wrong. That text in the Mordechai is incorrect. It didn't mean what I thought he meant, and therefore the best thing to do in that case is put it in the number 2 slot. The guy said Shaka Bar Lechvodo, Bar Pergamon should be number 2. I made a mistake based on my read of the Mordechai, which is based on the Tol Sofer probably. So you have to know when you always good to be corrected. Always good to be corrected. It's don't be embarrassed. It's a good thing. Thank you for correcting me. I made many, many mistakes under the chuppah. And people correct me. It's good. It's wonderful to be corrected. The other brachas is a problem. The pashtus, the order is not ma'akev. There's one possibility. If a person said, this can happen also, the asher yotzer, which ends yotzer adam, before this plain yotzer adam. Some say, etch b'chlam masayim mona. Once you did this, that you can no longer go back to the earlier one. That's all tumult in the poskim. Then you get someone who's slated for the bracha achrita. You go down and listen, and you end up with nothing. That happened to me once, bracha Hashem. I was supposed to bracha achrita, end up with nothing because it's one of those kind of mistakes. Because the Messiah Kedushin wasn't really there. It was a great, great, great goyin olam and tzaddik olam and a pikeach olam, but he wasn't there. Wasn't paying attention. So that's what happened. Okay, he survived to tell the tale. I saw what was happening. I told the Rechosin, you leave me out. You give all the other Rabbanim, even though he wanted to give me. I said, I can live without it. Anyway, these are important nakudas. The Rav Masada Kedushin, I believe, is in charge of the entire marriage and should tell the Chosn Kalan how to behave. Some of them don't know how to behave. Sometimes there are weddings where the Chosn Kalan are literally all over each other at the wedding night. Not right. Once that's such a situation, I was about to say something to them, and the mother of the chassan said to her son, you cut this out already? We were all over the hugging her. There was a custom 100 years ago, 80 years ago, that the, it comes from the goyim, I think, and now the groom will kiss the bride. Now, I saw that once from a young Talmud Chacham. I was shocked to see it. You don't look, but I happened to be looking, but, so my father told me that in the Lower East Side there was a Rav who was so upset. And I asked him, Rebbe, what's wrong? The husband and wife. So he answered like this. Le'ene kol Yisrael? That's the end of the Torah. Last year was the Torah, the end of Le'ene kol Yisrael. Now it's just, it's not appropriate. Can they hold hands when they go down from the Ksuba to the, from the Chuppah to the Yichud room? Absolutely. By Chassidim, they're mocked, but not going to hold hands. Basically, he's basically pulling her into the Yichud room. That's how they understand it. And some chassidim, if she's a nida, they'll even take her by the sleeve, at kedekach, because they machnisa l'shusa. By the way, the chassidic version of marriage is a little bit different than ours, so maybe that's why they had a little bit different than ours, a little bit too. But anyway, but it's perfectly mutter. Don't have to do it, but it's I see no reason why it cannot be done. Others say, no, it's chiba barabim, shouldn't do it. It's just holding hands. That's okay. I think that's not a problem whatsoever. Although, you know, they're always machmirim. Everything under the sun, they're machmirim. That's the nature of the world that we live in.
Does Rabbi think that there's any idea to not embarrass if there's a chuppah nida?
I mean, so no one should hold hands.
Right. Yeah,
if you want to be a tzaddik like that, that's you have my bracha. So what exactly really is nesuin? We haven't discussed that yet. Right? We mentioned badekin. We mentioned chuppah, we mentioned yichud, right? How long is yichud should be? So, there are different mishirim, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes. Okay. I told him, look, I always say I'm 8 minutes. Let him have some privacy, Rabbeinu Shalom. Wait a minute, they start, the photographer's banging at the door. Get out. I tell him, you can stay as long as you want, I tell him. And I always try to lock the door, if it's possible. Some yichud was a big problem. It's two doors. And sometimes you can't even see each other. One of the halls is the Mamish can't see from one to the other. That's a problem of Chatzidava. It could be a chesaron of the edus of the Yichud. Now Reb Chaim said you don't need the edim for Nisuin, only for Chidush. Do the best to avoid it if you can. Anyway, Chuppas Nida is a big problem that should be avoided. You tell the Chosn Kal in advance that you should make sure it doesn't happen. How do you do that? So first you try to schedule the chuppah when it's not going to be a nida. Sometimes they go on pills right away, as soon as they're engaged. You know, to regulate, so also birth control pills, I'm against them because they use it for birth control afterwards if they don't get off them. And they always don't always work, they break through. I'm telling you, I give Adus, they break through. There's a new pill called Agestin. Agestin can be taken just before the wedding, you don't have to take it when you get engaged. If things are not going well, you take it and it just puts everything on hold. Administered properly with the right dose, it's never failed. Some side effects, a little bloating. HS, hopefully, in most cases, you don't even need it. But if you get it the timing right, You won't need it. If you need it, take it, and after the chuppah, you can even become pregnant, if I'm not mistaken, with HS, if I'm not mistaken. So that's the best thing to do to avoid chuppahs needed. The birth control pills I'm not happy with for a variety of reasons. I think the misogyny should stay till the end of the wedding. End of the wedding is the end of the Sheva Brothers. Till the end of the wedding. After that, it's just a party. But the end of the wedding is the Sheva Brothers. You should try, therefore, for other reasons even, to get it done earlier so people should be there. Some weddings, it's hardly a minion for Sheva Brothers. Mamish. You don't hardly have 10 people. Everyone just goes away because it's so long and long. The second dance, the third dance. Okay.
Is
it
a problem if they don't, if the minion leaves?
No, minion, you can't make Sheva Brothers. You can't. It's Asher Bar, you can make them. But that's it. Crazy. Ideally,
is that a problem? If you
probably just don't make Sheva Brothers. That's what kind of wedding has no Sheva Brothers? I mean, I believe the best thing to do is have the what they call the main dish, and right away we have a patch. We're not going to bench with Sheva Brothers, and we'll have dancing afterwards. Most people don't leave until the main dish. People like to eat, and you can announce even before the dish while they're eating. After the dish is made, dish is served, we're going to have Sheva Brothers, and then we'll have more dancing with desserts, with this and that. People want to stay and stay until midnight. Those want to go home, go home after Sheva Brothers. Many times I've actually done it. It's always sometimes a person wants to stop it, but it's a very good thing to do. Very good thing to do. There are things, all kinds of funny things at the end. A mitzvah tanz, a mezhinka tanz. You know, if it's done before the Sheva Brothers, I think it's the responsibility of the Shmesada Kedushin. Make sure it's not kosher. You can do these things kosher. But afterwards, I don't know if you have your achrayus, but you should still try to tell them you should do it in the proper way. I always love every chos and kala that they are able to. They are their parents. They should help a needy couple get married in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the ones we have today, for a fraction, the wedding in Eretz Yisrael costs less than the flowers in the American one. That's by a long shot in many, many cases. In any event, Rabbi Osai, just a few more minutes we have to see some of the relevant shilas. Just skipping all the way to just whatever I can pick up quickly. Here we go. Call me she'en a baki b'tivgidin v'kiddushin lo yelo esek imoim lahoros ben shebekal yochel litos v'yater sa'erva. He changed it. The horos bam. Just many poskim say, just a plain Masada Kedushin. You need not be such a tremendous baki. It's so not so hard. That's the Masada Kedushin is mutter. The Taz is diuk. Others say the Taz is diuk is wrong. You should really know what's going on. I agree. You should know what's going on. At least a little bit know what's going on. Not the same level as Gittin. You should know what's going on. Here he says, the Masada, the Rav has a lock on Sina Kedushin. Takona mitzarfchach mitzarfas tam rabbi natam. So the Rabbanim complained that the Rosh Hashivas took over, and some of them don't know what in the world they're doing. I spoke last week in the Young Israel rabbinic training program. I said, how many of you, the 40 guys in the room, met with the Masada Kedushin with the Kala before the wedding? No hands go up. I said, how many of you were married by Rosh Hashivas and how many by Shul Rabbis? Or Rosh Hashivas. I think it's a. You see what's going on over here? There's a reason for the Rabbanim have more achrayus, more responsibility, more experience. Rosh Hashivas may be doing more weddings, but they don't know what they're doing. It's a problem. I mean, you can't say anything, but I'm just saying it to you, off the record. Let's go to Simon Nun Hei, briefly. As much as time allows. We'll finish a little bit next week with this, because we're out of time, really. How do you define Nisuin? Very, very important. How do you define Nisuin? What's the definition of Nisuin? So, the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Sif Aleph. What is it? What is Nisuin? It's unclear in the Gemara. No one knows. He says as follows. Some say, Chuppah is not Yichud. I have to be in the same room. In his house. Some say, Chuppah is what we call the Chuppah. Some say Yotze Binuma, that's a Bedekin. And some say Talis. And some say Siria Perusa, they have on them. That's what there are five different opinions, and the post we try to satisfy all of the opinions. We don't have a Talis by us, Yekas have a Talis, Sfarim have a Talis, we don't have that, we have a Chuppah, we have a Bedekin, we have a Yichud, And all this leads up to the ultimate this definition of the Suhan. The Shulchan writes, it's whatever the minig is, that's what it is. Whatever the minig is, that's what the din is. And that's what the poskim suggest. It's complicated in halacha what exactly it is. And I think we're really out of time. Maybe we'll stop here. Maybe next week is our last week, right? So we have to speak about the ksuba. Maybe we'll just try to finish up the din of the Suhan, and then we'll go to the Sheva Brothers, go to the ksuba, try to do it all in one shot. We'll do our best. Maybe we'll go overtime next week if necessary. If. Try not.